Alco Corporation, its distributors and dealers throughout the United States and Canada, invite you to relax and listen to a full hour of sparkling entertainment with Paul Whiteman, the Radio Hall of Fame Orchestra and Chorus, Bob Johnston, Evelyn Knight, and Hi-Lo Jack and the Dame. We know you want to hear the news the minute it comes in, so our Philco reporter is on the job in the newsroom, waiting to relay it to you direct from the overseas wire. So you can relax, and while you're relaxing, why not listen? And while you're listening, why not make it Paul Whiteman and Hi-Lo Jack and the Dame with Saltwater Cowboy. Purity in the big plaid sport jacket, Paul Whiteman.
Glenn, that's a very tender hunk of sentiment. I never heard anything like it, and I mean just that. I never heard anything like it.
Well, I thought you'd like it, Paul.
Well, you know, Glenn, I always say it isn't the introduction. It's the thought behind it. That's what I object to. Howsomever, pip, 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 chins up.
All of them?
Oh, leave us carry on.
Stout fellow, Paul.
And you're not kidding. And so we proceed by a somewhat roundabout way to the matter at hand. The matter in my right hand at the moment is the hand belonging to Evelyn Knight. And Evelyn, that's an awfully nice hand you've got hanging on your arm.
Do you really like it, Paul? It's just a little thing I've had hanging there for years.
Oh, that's wonderful. I love to stand here with your hand in mine. How does it feel to you, Evelyn?
Like a pimento in an olive.
That's all. Who's next?
Say, how's about saying hello to me, Paul?
Well, Bob Johnston. Bobby boy, what are you doing on your feet this hour of the day, and how are you staying there?
Well, I don't know, Paul. It's all a dastardly plot. I got in bed Friday and left a call for 10 after Sunday, but this morning, the landlady came in and got me up.
Bobby boy, you're a real problem. Glenn, what do you do with a fellow like this?
Put him to work while he's still awake.
All right, that's a good answer. Bob Johnson sings Long Ago and Far Away. Pull yourself together, Bobby boy. It'll be over in just 2 minutes.
Long ago and far away, I dreamed a dream one day, and now that dream is here beside me. But now the clouds have passed, you're here at last. Chills run up and down my spine. Aladdin's lamp is mine. The dream I dreamed was not denied me. Just one look, and then I knew that all I longed for long ago was you.
Today, in our prayers, we're thankful for the weapons which we have placed in the hands of our fighting men. In the months that have passed, we have bought war bonds to back this historic attack. And today, in the overwhelming superiority of our battle equipment, we see that those bonds are giving strength to our arms and substance to our hopes for victory. Have we done enough? Is this the time to stop? Every American reads the answer in the news of the day. We must go on. Now more than ever before. Tomorrow, the fifth war loan begins. That's our battle on the home front, and it must be won by the same unity of purpose, the same united effort, yes, and by the sacrifice, if need be, that is being freely given by our men at the front. What is your measure of responsibility? That's for you to decide. Whether it be a $100 bond, a $500 bond, or one for $18.75, let it express your spirit of sacrifice, your increased contribution to the strength of our arms. And may your part in the success of the Fifth War Loan be the expression of your confidence in victory.
Nestling in the rolling foothills of the orchestra live a quaint little group of simple natives known to collectors of musical folklore as the Saxophone Section. Today we're privileged to listen to them observe one of their tribal customs, namely, blowing their heads off. Now, if you'll all be very quiet, I think we can persuade the chief to give them a vubba, or downbeat. So rock away with that collector's item, boys. Blue Sky. Thank you.
Paul, I see you've got an old favorite of mine coming up next, Lullaby of the Leaves.
You called it, Glenn. This year saw a lot of oldies come back and get to be hits all over again, which proves an old theory of mine. A good tune once is a good tune always. Lullaby of the Leaves always was a winner in the Whiteman book, and I'm all for letting it out and seeing how it does if it's a 12-year-old. And I'll bet you 6-2 and even, right smack dab on Lullaby of the Leaves.
Thank you.
think you picked a winner.
Well, thank you, my little Pimiento.
And I've got another candidate that seems to be well along on a comeback trail. What a difference a day made.
Well, Evelyn, open your mouth, exercise the diaphragm, and let the notes roll right out. The electronic equipment is waiting.
What a difference a day made. 24 little hours brought the sun and the flowers. Where there used to be rain, my yesterday was blue, dear. Today I'm part of you, dear. My lonely nights are through, dear. Since you said you were mine, what a difference a day made. There's a rainbow before me. Skies above can't be stormy. Since that moment of bliss, that thrilling kiss, it's heaven when you find romance on your menu. What a difference a day makes, and the difference is you.
What a difference a day makes, 24 little hours brought the sun and the flowers. Where there used to be rain,
my yesterday was blue, dear. Today I'm part of you, dear. My lonely nights are through, dear. Since you said you were mine, what a difference a day made. There's a rainbow before me. Skies above can't be stormy. Since that moment of bliss, that thrilling kiss,
it's heaven when you find romance on your menu.
What a difference a day makes, and the difference is you.
What a difference a day.
Now, ladies and gentlemen, for the latest news from the invasion front, George Hayes, our Philco reporter, is standing by in the newsroom. Go ahead, George Hayes.
Before turning the spotlight on the invasion beachheads, here's a Pacific War bulletin just in from the Navy Department. The Navy says that carrier-based planes and units of the fleet have launched a new attack on Guam and two nearby islands in the Marianas. American spearheads are continuing to pace the slow but steady Allied advance in Normandy, and Supreme Allied Headquarters has just announced that the phase of securing a successful bridgehead is nearing a successful end. Official dispatches this evening place one Yank column in the outskirts of Monteborg and grinding ahead unchecked. Beyond Monteborg, on the road to Cherbourg, lies Valonia, and the underground Radio Atlantique says Valonia has fallen to the Americans, that the Yanks are within 6 miles of Cherbourg. Other American forces working their way south from the original beachhead at Sainte-Mère-Église have thrown a pincher around the town of Carentan. Hand-to-hand fighting is reported on the outskirts of the town. Meanwhile, the British and Canadians on the Allied left flank are making somewhat slower progress against fierce enemy opposition. Savage tank battles are raging all along this sector from Bayeux to Caen, and Caen itself continues to be a Nazi stronghold, although outflanked on the west by the Canadians who have occupied Tilly. Overhead, Allied fighters and fighter bombers operating from three airstrips on the beachhead have been smashing at German columns on the roads of Normandy all day. Meanwhile, that rumored Russian offensive against Finland now has the stamp of approval. Marshal Stalin has announced that the Red Army has opened a major drive against Finland on the Karelian Isthmus. For 2 days, Berlin and Helsinki have insisted that the offensive is on, while Moscow said nothing. Now from Stalin comes the news that the Russians have advanced 15 miles into Finland on a 27-mile front. From Russian bases today, American bombers have made the shuttle hop to their original bases in Italy, pausing on the way to blast a pair of enemy airfields in Romania. The Allied advance in Italy continues at an astonishing rate. The Fifth Army is now pushing ahead 55 miles north of Rome, nor have these troops yet met any determined enemy opposition. In fact, British minesweepers have nosed into the harbor of Santo Stefano, 80 miles above Rome, to find the Nazis gone. On the Adriatic end of the Italian front, British colonial forces have raced through Pescara and on to the north, and official estimates now place the German casualties in Italy during the past month at no less than 70,000 men. Well, so much for the war in Europe. An interesting story comes to us this evening from London. An American radio correspondent there says that General de Gaulle has been refused permission to cross into Normandy. The correspondent doesn't give the source of his information. The story, if true, follows significantly on the heels of de Gaulle's outspoken criticism of Allied invasion arrangements. Only yesterday, the French leader expressed his suspicion that Allied military power was usurping the job of the French Committee of National Liberation. And that's the news from your Philco reporter.
Thank you, George Hayes. Now, Paul, what's with you?
Glenn, we're going to play Dave Rose's Holiday for Strings. You know, one of these days I'm going to get a hold of Dave and find out where that title came from.
Why, Paul?
Well, just ask the boys in the fiddle section. There they are, raising a brand new crop of blisters on their fingers, while the rest of the band is playing audience. You know, Dave should have called it Overtime for Strings. But it's his tune, he wrote it, and he must have known what he was doing. So, okay, fellas, Holiday for Strings.
Thank you.
Speaking of stringed instruments, we ask your kind indulgence while we consider the problem of the zither. Next to the harp, the zither has more strings than any other instrument in the string family, often possessing as many as 40. Why are we discussing the zither? Well, I'm glad you asked. We are contemplating the zither because Zither the Blue Network. This is the Philco Hour with Evelyn Knight, Bob Johnston, Hilo Jack and the Dame, Paul Whiteman, and the Radio Hall of Fame Orchestra and Chorus.
You know, Glenn, last week a lot of the kids seemed to kind of go for that now and then spot we did with Avalon.
So I'm told, Paul, and I'm also told that we've got another one for today.
Yes, sir. Wabash Blues.
Wabash Blues. Yeah, I had a record of you doing that, featuring Mike Pingatore playing the banjo solo. Gee, that record was about 20 years old.
Yeah, and Mike's still with us. Mike Pingatore was the first guy hired in the first band I ever had. He was 2 hours early for the first rehearsal, and he's been 2 hours early ever since.
Well, if you're going to do Wabash Blues, I guess Pingatore rides again.
No, not this afternoon. That arrangement is just too old. We marked it obsolete. So today, for the first time on the air, here's the Whiteman Band playing Wabash Blues without Mike Pingatore. Mike, how did that sound to you?
Oh, I guess it was all right, Paul.
I take it you didn't like it, huh, Mike?
Oh, it's all right.
Mike, methinks you're still trying to sell me that old frying pan with strings.
The banjo is all right. And I'll bet you the audience will like the old way better than the new way.
Would you, audience?
All right, Mike, wind up. Thank you.
write often to your man overseas. And when you do, use V-mail. It's the fastest, safest way to send your letter, because V-mail gets preferred handling by the Army and Navy. It is sent overseas by air, and delivery is guaranteed. V-mail arrives in a sealed envelope and is just as private as any other kind of personal mail. Our soldiers and sailors want you to use V-mail because it saves precious cargo space for their food, ammunition, and equipment. Use V-mail. It's a patriotic habit. You can buy the forms at any stationery, drug, or department store.
Folks, you don't know it, but when you applauded Mike Pingator just a moment ago, you were doing me a good turn, too. Because unless I'm very much mistaken, you also woke up Bob Johnston. Bobby boy, you will no doubt have a fascinating story about how you selected your next song.
Paul, believe me, it was one of the most exciting things that ever happened to me. So, Paul, gather around.
I'm all ears.
Uh-huh.
A Yankee idiom. Go on with the story.
Oh. Well, one day last week, I went to the movies. I went to see Betty Grable and Pinup Girl.
And what did you do in the movies, Bobby boy?
What do you mean, what did I do? What does everybody do in the movies? I fell asleep.
You mean to tell me you fell asleep during a Betty Grable picture?
That's what I did.
Brother, you're not drowsy, you're dead.
Well, I don't think so, Mr. Paul, because later on there was a big burst of music, and I woke up. Somebody was singing a song, so I said to myself, they can't do that to me. Wake me up and I'll get even with them. I'll sing that song.
A ghoulish revenge, Robert. But go ahead and sing. Maybe you ought to tell them the name of the song first.
Well, as I remember it, it was called Time Alone Will Tell.
Very fine. Folks, did you ever hear anything like that guy? He talks as if he were paid by the hour.
Time alone will tell if our romance is real or just a springtime spell, for heaven knows, and time will tell. Though I know so well what we believe is love may just turn out to be a memory, but time will tell. Do we really care, or do we share a fool's imagination? Nights will hurry by, then you will know. When spring has had its fling, if you are in my arms, we'll know it's not a spell, we'll know it's real, but time will tell. Its fling. If you are in my arms, we'll know it's not a spell, we'll know it's real. But time will tell.
The Whiteman Alumni Marching Chowder Lip Trouble and Take Five Society is making with a welcome mat for Al Galadora today. And if you detect a slight quaver in my voice, It's because, well, I don't know if I should say it.
Oh, go ahead, Paul. Get it off your chest, if you can find it.
Well, Glenn, it's one of those things. Al played for me for years and years. And you know how I feel about the band. There's only one thing that counts. Art.
Uh-huh.
Well, there we were, leading our simple life, making music for the sheer joy of it. And what did Galsy do?
Oh, don't tell me. Not that.
Yes, Glenn. He went commercial.
Oh, no, I can't bear it.
That's what he did. And do you know what he's doing now?
What, Paul, old man?
He's working for Toscanini, playing music smack dab the way it's written down.
Oh. Well, Paul, that's how it goes. Money, money, money.
But today, Al Galadoro returns to the fold to play the simple, sentimental music that we all love so much. Alumnus James Dorsey's heartwarming folk song, Oodles and Noodles. Clustered around our electronic equipment at the moment, reading from left to right.
Hi. So, Jack and the Dame.
Thank you. And just to show you what an unusual crop of talent we have on the Philco Summer Hour, allow me to point out that this is the only non-family quartet in the business. High is not related to Joe, low is not related to Jack, and Jack is not related to Dame. All of which has got nothing to do with the song they're going to sing, which is...
Milkman, keep those bottles quiet.
Then, as far as I can figure out, the title of the song is related to anything either. So, beat me, kiddies, and I'll slap you back.
Good morning, Mother.
Good morning, Throckmorton. And I didn't hurt yourself at home.
Oh, that...
Shh.
thank you, the jack on my milk diet. So milkman, keep those bottles quiet.
Been jumping on the swing ship all night, turning up the cola. All right now, I'll be right down to the side. And I've got to take myself a lot of cold. Milkman, keep those bottles quiet.
The noise of the riveter, I don't mind it, cause the man with the whiskers has a lot behind it, but I can't keep punching with that victory crew when you're making me punchy with that bottle move. I wanna give my all if I'm gonna give it, but I gotta get my shot out if I'm gonna rivet, so bail out, but with that a milk for us, cause it's unpatriotic, it's a sabotage. Hey, Mr. Milkman, stop that if you can't lullaby it. Been knocking out a fat tank all day, working on a bomber. Okay, but you got my wiggle to swing, and I got to get my 40 feet. So milkman, keep those bottles quiet.
Milkman, keep those bottles quiet.
The Philco Summer Hour, dedicated as it is to the care and feeding of your Sunday afternoon, figured you might go for a medley of the tunes you're going for these days.
To which end, we've put together a medley of five favorites. See if these aren't the ones you've been humming lately.
kitty, 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 blue eyes. You can hear him shout every time she goes out. Here, pretty kitty, kitty, here, pretty kitty, kitty, blue eyes. But she looks at no one, she's lonely in New York. But she loves a dog boy named Johnny O'Rourke. That's why she'll ever hear anyone tell you shout. I'm here, pretty kitty, kitty, here, pretty kitty, kitty, blue eyes.
Has forgotten that while we're here at home, there are thousands of American boys who are battling on the invasion front. They're in our thoughts. They're in our hearts. And so for them, a prayer. The greatest prayer of all. The Lord's Prayer.
In heaven, give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. Into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory
Sunday, same time, same station, relax and listen to the Philco Hour with Paul Whiteman, the Radio Hall of Fame Orchestra and Chorus, Evelyn Knight, Bob Johnston, Hi-Lo Jack and the Dame, and another Whiteman alumnus. This is Glenn Riggs saying goodbye for Philco dealers and distributors throughout the United States and Canada. And from Philco Corporation, makers today of radio and electronic materials to help win the war. Makers tomorrow of materials for good living in a world at peace. This is the Blue Network.